What an awesome God. 2 Kings 18. We'll use the NLT for the whole text in 2 Kings 18, and we're going to try to get through 18 and 19. I'm going to show you something here. What happens, this is mostly talking about a king, but there's no exception to the rule. You don't have to be a king for God to bless you. But I guess maybe you do. Because when I stop and think about it, under the new covenant, he's made all of us a nation of kings and priests. So you are a king or a priest in the kingdom of God. Most of us don't look at ourselves as kings or priests. We look at ourselves, many of us, as a nobody. But we're not nobodies. We're sons and daughters of the Most High God. Is that right? We're sons and daughters of God. And when we do something in faith, the king always shows up. Well, let's look at this story. It's quite interesting. Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, began to rule over Judah in the third year of King Hosea's reign in Israel. He was 25 years old when he became king. So Hezekiah became king at a very young age, 25. And he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, verse 3 and 4. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Now, look at that now. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Now, is that what all of us should be doing? And there is a great, great reward that goes with that. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight, just as his ancestor David had done. He removed the pagan shrines and smashed the sacred pillars and knocked down the Asherah poles. He broke up the bronze serpents that Moses had made because the people of Israel had begun to worship it by burning incense to it. The bronze serpents were called the Nephilim. And verse 5, Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was never another king like him in the land of Judah, either before or after his time. Now, how would you like to be known like that when you get to heaven? How would you like for God to say when you get home, you obeyed me, and there was not one that did better than you did, Joseph? Or how would you like, Bill, how would you like for him to say that to you? But it takes doing something to get him to say that, doesn't it? And you can't just sit back and do nothing. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was never another king like him in the land of Judah, either before or after his time. He remained faithful to the Lord in everything. I mean, there's a message here, isn't there? He remained faithful to the Lord in everything, and he carefully obeyed all the commands the Lord had given Moses. Wow! Is that the same way we're supposed to walk? So far, this is telling us exactly. Okay, let's go to the next verse. So the Lord was with him. Oh, wait a minute. So he obeyed, so God was with him. He showed up. He answered his prayers. Now, then, is there any difference today? If we obey God, is God with us? Yes. What if we don't obey him? Then he's not there. And you can tell, can't you? If there's nothing happening, you know, if there's nobody getting saved, nobody getting healed, you ain't get your prayers answered, hey, there's something wrong, isn't there? There's got to be, because he says here, so the Lord was with him, and Hezekiah was successful in a few things he did. Oh, that's not what it said.
Most everything.
Oh, most everything, huh? He was successful in what?
Everything.
In other words, if you really put God first, many times he said, if you obey me and do what I say, I will bless and prosper everything you put your hands to. And he meant that, didn't he?
Amen.
He will. I mean, you might just be a ditch digger. But if you're worshiping and praising God, you'll be the best ditch digger there ever was. There won't be nobody can dig a ditch better, straighter, or faster than you can. You know? Somebody may look and say, well, you know, I want to be something else. No, if that's what God called you to do, to be a ditch digger, if you put him first, you will be the best ditch digger in the world. So the Lord was with him, and Hezekiah was successful in everything he did. He revolted against the king of Assyria and refused to pay him tribute. Oh, so there must have been an Assyrian king over here that had a hand over everybody. In other words, kind of like the Chicago thugs. You know, they had the same kind of deal, didn't they? The guy in Chicago walked in and said, you need to pay me to take care of you. The guy said, I don't need nobody to take care of me. I run my business okay. And he grabs him by the neck, pounds him in the face four or five times, and says, now you need protection. I mean, have these things happened? Yeah, sure they did. They happened. You know, during the days of Al Capone and all that crazy stuff in Chicago, we had people that did those very things to people. Well, did it start with Al Capone? Obviously not. We had it happening way back here in the Old Testament. Some king of Assyria come over and said, you guys need protection. You need to pay me tribute money to take care of you. And they had been paying it all those years. Now then, you ever stop to think why they had to pay that tribute money? They didn't trust God. That's absolutely right. They didn't trust God. They didn't put him first, so they had to pay tribute money. And they're doing, that's right, yeah. He says, so the king of Assyria, so he revolted against the king of Assyria, refused to pay him tribute. Now then, if you've got a little tiny army, and the king of Assyria's got a great big army, you better know what you're doing when you stop paying tribute money, right? So obviously he knew something that everybody else didn't know. He also conquered the Philistines as far distance as Gaza and its territory, from their smallest outpost to their largest walled city. So obviously Hezekiah's doing something right. You don't start winning all these battles. During the fourth year of Hezekiah's reign, which was the seventh year of King Hosea's reign in Israel, King Shalmaneser of Assyria attacked Israel and began a siege on the city of Samaria. 3 years later, during the sixth year of King Hezekiah's reign and the ninth year of the King Hosea's reign in Israel, Samaria fell. Verse 11 and 12. At that time, the king of Assyria deported the Israelites to Assyria and put them in colonies in Hala, along with the banks of the harbor river in Gozan, and among the cities of the Medes, for they had refused to listen to the Lord their God. Now, why did they get put away? Because they refused to listen to God. Now, if people refuse to listen to God today, why do they have all the problems they're having? Because they refuse to listen to God. When somebody comes in and says, you know, I'm sick or afflicted or whatever, or I can't meet my finances and I don't have enough money, I say, well, are you going to church? You love God? Well, yeah. Do you go to church? Yeah. Do you tithe? Well, no, I can't tithe. Oh, you can't, huh? Well, you know, just go ahead and be cursed the rest of your life if you want to. And like Dave said, good grief, Thurman, you wouldn't pass your pastoral care class. You're supposed to be compassionate to those people. I want those people to be blessed, and I know what it takes to be blessed, because it's written in the book, isn't it? And if God blesses one man because he obeyed him in everything, and everything he put his hands to and made him strong, if he blessed him, he'll bless you if you do the same thing, will he not? He sure will. Guarantee he will. You don't have to worry about it. You know, I mean, if you obey God in everything, you know, and of course, I had a girl the other day that she was having problems. Eldon and I were together. In fact, he was there with me. And we were in a tire store to buy a tire for a trailer. And I got talking to the people about Jesus, you know, and so this lady over asked her if she's a Christian. Yeah, she's a Christian. You go to church? Yeah, some, when I can. I said, well, you need to go to church all the time. She said, well, I can't. I have to work three jobs. I said, well, why do you have to work three jobs? She said, because I got four children to feed. I said, where is your husband? Well, she said, we're divorced. I said, oh, you're divorced, huh? She said, yes, he was mean to me. And I said, okay, I began to talk to her. And she said, and their stepfather in Tennessee provides more for them than anyone else. I said, now, wait a minute, woman. We got a woman here that was married, that got a husband, had a husband that had all these kids, and now he's mean and he's left, and now they got a stepfather somewhere. And I said, is there anybody else involved? Well, yeah, I'm going with this other guy once in a while. I said, you having sex with him, sleeping with him? Well, yeah, I was at first, but now I'm not now. I said, you want to keep on having problems? I said, just keep doing what you've been doing, and you're going to be working four jobs. I said, God ain't never going to bless you. You know, you don't find many people that'll tell you the truth. You know what? You know, you don't find many people that'll tell you that God says you ain't going to be blessed unless you serve me. Now, you serve me and put me first and do everything I say and you say in my word. I said, how much time you spend reading the Bible? Well, not very much. I don't have time. Oh, okay. I said, well, just go ahead and keep doing what you're doing because it ain't working. Is it pretty obvious it ain't working? If you've already had one husband that's beat you up and got four kids and you can't take care of them kids, then you got another man, obviously you've been involved with or married to, and he's living in Nashville and he's trying to help you, and you're sleeping around with another guy that you're going with and you ain't married to him. Just keep up that nonsense. If you say you're a Christian, next thing you're going to do, you're going to be on your deathbed and them kids are going to be without a parent. You know? But people don't believe that. But right here it says, Hezekiah was blessed because he disobeyed God or obeyed God? Obeyed. And how many things did he obey God in?
Everything.
Not just one or two of the commandments, but everything. When I walked back there a while ago, I looked at Paul's shirt, and I said, man, I love your shirt. He said, I had this shirt special made. You know, of course, the big part of it says, thou shalt not. In other words, what is it about these words you don't understand? Thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. There's a few things that God said we shall not do, right? Oh, I know. He wanted to take away from our fun, didn't he? No, he wanted to bless us, didn't he? So if we obey him and do what he says, then he blesses our socks off, doesn't he? And I love being blessed by God. I don't like being cursed. For they had refused to listen to the Lord their God. Instead, they had violated his covenant, all the laws the Lord had given through his servant Moses. Now, these people that refused to do that, they were cursed. So now it says in the 14th, verse 13 says, in the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, King Sennacherib, now there's that king of Assyria, came to attack the fortified cities of Judah and conquered them. Now then, you wonder, why did he do that? Well, King Hezekiah sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish. I have done wrong. Uh-oh. He's backsliding. You know, he's forgot. He's just like the rest of us. When the devil comes in somewhere and starts doing something close to you, you think, oh my gosh, I've done something wrong. No, he hadn't done nothing wrong, but he's fixing to do something wrong.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Miracles Really Do Happen, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.